My son emerged from behind the wall with an unfamiliar boy in tow. Conlon was large for his age, with my dark hair and his father's gray eyes. The boy next to him was about the same size, but probably a year or two older, maybe 9 or 10. Thin, dark-haired, with bronze skin and brown eyes, he seemed like he wasn't sure what would happen next. A bit jumpy. Conlon stopped in front of me.
Hi, Mom. This is Jason. He's Paul's nephew.
Paul Barnhill was our general contractor. Jason gave me a hesitant wave.
Can we have some sandwiches?
When it came to making friends, my son took his cues from his father. Food first. And he had been making his own sandwiches since he was 2 years old. He knew where the fridge was.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Jason's brother was kidnapped.
Ah, so this wasn't about the sandwiches. Conlon turned to Jason.
Come on.
The two of them went inside. Grendel, our mutant black poodle, trotted out from behind the wall, gave me a lick on the leg in passing, depositing a small army of foul-smelling bacteria on my thigh, and bounded after them. Food had a particular significance to shapeshifters. They didn't share it with just anyone. Conlon brought Jason to me, made sure I saw Jason's face, made sure that I knew he was about to make him a sandwich, and then informed me that Jason had a problem. A problem I now wanted to know more about, because Jason wasn't some abstract child my son casually knew, but someone he accepted and wanted to share a meal with. Kidnapped could mean a lot of things to a 9-year-old boy. The first night after we moved in, a half-naked Conlon informed me that Grendel had been kidnapped by pirates. I grabbed my sword and ran to the shoreline to find Grendel in a boat tied to a beached tree, floating 5 feet away from shore and barking his head off, while a Jolly Roger my son had drawn with wall primer on his black t-shirt flew overhead. But we lived in unsafe times. Real kidnappings weren't uncommon. Especially if the victim was, in Ms. Vieg's words, vibrant enough.